Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is Friday, the 26th of July, on another All-Ireland weekend. Kerry very confident because they have the Superman. And Donegal are keeping very tight-lipped, which is the Donegal default position. The group chats are open. You'll want to join in today. 0870 32 32 32. And don't forget the email. That's Oliver at rte.ie. Very shortly, we're going to talk to two people in this country who first come to mind when you even think of Donegal. Yes, himself, exactly who you're thinking. And Kerry, yes, think Kerry, and that's precisely who we mean as well. And both of them bizarrely connected to two separate lovely girls competitions at either end of the island, the Rose of Tralee and Mary from Dunloe. So there we go. Plus, we have our visiting critic today. We're inundated with Irish stars this morning. Catherine Lynch from the Principality of Leitrim. She secretly writes poetry. Well, it was a secret until just now. But she's never dared to recite or share the poems because she is so closely related to Patrick Kavanagh. She'd be too scared of the comparisons. It would be like Uri Geller's grandniece announcing she can bend spoons now. Come see my new bendy show. So Catherine Lynch, we sent her off to an open mic night to perform her word meanderings and twistings for the very first time in public. I was nervous for her. We'll find out how she got on. She's also a major GA supporter too. Does she have a ticket, I wonder? We'll find out. If you're buying or selling, the text is 51551. Mostly if you're selling. What's happening out there in the world? Will we remember the story of the year? 2025 was the couple, in inverted commas, caught on the Jumbotron, which we now know is what they call the big screen, at concerts featuring Coldplay. The company's CEO has resigned, Astronomer, now a household name, this little-known company until now. And now, the US tech company's chief people officer, apparently one of the people caught on the big screen, Kristen Cabot, is no longer working for Astronomer. She's resigned, according to the BBC, and this follows the departure of the CEO as the firm announced he'd be put on leave and investigated. A week is a long time in public floggings. And the BBC says it's unable to independently confirm the identities of either person in the clip. So they've never actually confirmed it's them, but they've resigned from their position. And of course, infamously now, as they showed up on the big screen in an embrace, Chris Martin said either they're having an affair or they're just very shy and they're just like names that just destroyed everything. But anyway, grown adults doing nothing, that's our business. They're gone now and she has resigned. And that feels like the conclusion of that sorry tale of this year. Another sorry tale which speaks volumes about everything going on in America at the moment. Remember the whole furore about Paramount and Stephen Colbert's chat show? Well, the FCC, which is the US agency for approving mergers among media companies, have approved the $8 billion merger between Paramount Global and Skydance Media. And it's an independent film studio and one of the oldest kind of companies in Hollywood. It took a year to get this approved. And of course, the approval coincidentally comes just weeks after Paramount Global agreed to pay $16 to settle a frivolous dispute with Donald Trump over an interview it broadcast featuring Kamala Harris, which Trump said had been edited to favour her. They did the $16 million lawsuit. And they also effectively sacked one of the primary Trump critics on US television, Stephen Colbert, and his hit show, The Late Show, on CBS. But the FCC head, Brendan Carr, appointed by Trump, said they welcome Skydance's ideas to make significant changes at CBS in this merger. And they're also transferring broadcast licenses to the new owner. The merger's going ahead, basically. And he said something remarkable for would have been remarkable for the Federal Communications Commission a year ago. He said, Americans no longer trust the legacy national news media to report fully, accurately and fairly. It is time for a change. And he said Skydance, this film company, has made promises to the agency, including a commitment to unbiased journalism, where the merged company would install an ombudsman to evaluate complaints of bias. Skydance has promised to end diversity, equity and inclusion efforts, something, of course, the Trump administration has been pushing for and targeted. So that's the end of that story. Stephen Colbert will continue to broadcast until May. And actually, overnight, there was a South Park animation episode, the new season aired, which is owned by Paramount, and it absolutely excoriates Trump and literally shows him in bed with Satan Very subtle comedy, as always, owned by Paramount. But they've already done their deal for $1.5 billion to carry on making South Park episodes over there. So that's gone. Meanwhile, Trump is off to the golf course in Scotland, where the rumours, and presume, will reach fever pitch as he meets Keir Starmer, that he's pushing to have his Turnberry golf course as the destination for the British Open golf major. But of course, Downing Street said, no, we've no control over that whatsoever. Look away now. Thank you very much. What else is going on to distract us? Please, God, distract us. One of the actors from The Bill, his name is Jeff Stewart, but you might know him as PC Reg Hollis, ran after, obviously he's retired from acting now, but he played a cop, incredibly, in 900 episodes of The Bill from 1984 to 2008. So what is he doing in his retirement? Ran after a shoplifter, sat on the man's legs and waited for the real police to show up and arrested him. He's 69 years of age, and he'd like to remind them basically what he was doing, because we have gloriously in the world of technology the audio from the body cam of the actual Bill who showed up to arrest the shoplifter.
Cheers for that, mate.
No, sure, man.
Nice one.
Yeah. Well, I was in The Bill for 24 years.
Amazing.
In the TV show.
In the TV show?
In The Bill.
Were you?
Yeah, I played Reg.
Can we have a photo with you after?
Yeah.
I was in the thing, I was the guy. And the younger cop's going, the Bill, what's that? Television, never heard of it. But what a story. I find that very, very warming indeed. Now, in the age, or in this particular season of Love Island, which has gone ugly, despite all the beautiful stuff that's supposed to happen there, Goss.ie Sophie White has very helpfully got a list of modern dating terms that everybody basically should know, because it's the digital age of dating and so on, and various things. There are confusing behaviours for people with digital that you wouldn't have in real life. Ghosting, if you don't know what ghosting is, it's when someone suddenly cuts off all the communications with no explanation. One day they're texting you regularly, you might meet them, the next gone forever. How do you handle it? Well, it's not about you, it's about them, says Sophie. Ghosting shows a lack of emotional maturity. The best response, don't chase after them. Move on, focus on the people who respect you. Very good advice. Did you know what benching is in dating? This is a real thing. Benching, someone keeps you kind of on the sidelines, a bit of a backup. They might text you the odd time, like your posts, suggest plans that they don't really ever mean, that they're never going to happen. You're on their bench, you see. So what do? You ask yourself, do I deserve to be on their bench? Am I just a backup? Surely I'm someone better. I want someone who can give consistency. So step away from the benchers. You deserve someone who makes you a priority. There's breadcrumbing as well. This is really cruel. Breadcrumbing is when someone gives you little bits of attention, little flirty kind of compliments here, random likes on some of your posts on your digital thing, and they've no intention of going any further. They're just leaving a trail of crumbs. They're cruel people. It's going nowhere. The best way is walk away. You're looking for real connections, not confusion. Ghosting, benching and breadcrumbing are frustrating, she says, but understanding the terms will help you set the boundaries and protect your self-worth. Ask yourself your own value, because the real right love will show up someday and you'll be able to spot them, because you won't tolerate the ghosting, benching, breadcrumbing. Don't put up with the mixed signals. This is your one wild and precious life, for goodness sake. Now, it is All-Ireland weekend. Men's football, Donegal again, Kerry. And I would say this final is going to be extra poignant for the GA community after the devastating and senseless deaths of a mother and her two children in Fermanagh. And we think about Vanessa White and her kids Sarah and James. They were devoted Gaels, steeply involved in their local club in Fermanagh. I would say hopefully the match will honour them in some way on Sunday. It's terribly sad. And it kind of underlines the importance of sport, doesn't it? It is there as a very old form of entertainment to help us cope with the cruelty of human life and the grief and so on. This is undoubtedly the most eagerly anticipated finale to an amazing championship, I think, for decades. The Kingdom, looking around the place, they are the spot-on, red-hot favourites. All they need is for David Clifford to be upright and ambulatory on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 and carry her home and hose. That's what I'm reading. Even with the Braveheart-style performance that we can expect from the lads of Tyrconnell. The demand for tickets is basically like Indiana Jones searching for the Holy Grail. It is also the first All-Ireland final with those Jim Gavin anti-puke hell for leather rules. It's going to be epic. I mean, it'd be kind of ironic if Donegal won it, given they were the worst offenders of blanket defence for many years, that the rules are specifically designed to put an end to. But it would also be ironic too if it just, you know, this new rules upended the whole sport, results in another mundane Kerry victory. They're going for their 39th All-Ireland. It's ridiculous. Donegal are praying for their third in the 141-year history of Cumann Lucas Gael. It's interesting to note, Louth, Offaly, Down and Tipperary have more footballing All-Ireland titles than Donegal, believe it or not, despite the dedication up there. And I've overheard Dublin fans around the place in the fair city saying they wished both teams could lose. So you have the neutrals and you have the begrudging neutrals out there. In the last 10 years, Kerry, they've played four finals, but they've only returned Sam Maguire once in that period. That is a disaster relative to the history of their success. Donegal, they're very excited. For a county whose main pastime is walking in the wind, staring stoically at the sea, never making a fuss out of anything, versus Kerry, their main hobbies would be fleecing tourists, putting nappies on jarvies, voting for Healy Rays and teaching babies just out of the womb how to solo an O'Neill size 5 football. So it's close to call, but the Kingdom do have Superman, and David Clifford, when he's in form, if he's not in form, Kerry don't win. But there's no way he won't be on form this Sunday. He scored more than half their tally in the semi-final and he celebrated his scores, which I took as a sign of peak confidence. Superman is not going to let them down on Sunday. He has played for Kerry for 7 years. He only has one All-Ireland out of that seven. He has the Ochra Sundown and he's the hunger of the world on him. So the stage is set. Michael Murphy or David Clifford, they're going to be the footballer of the year, depending on the outcome. The Gansey question, by the way, is now settled to everyone's harumphs. Normally, as we know, Donegal's colours are gold and green. Kerry's are green and gold, so it's confusing. So it's now confirmed both teams will wear their change kits for the final. Kerry will be in dark blue, Gansey white shorts, Donegal white jersey with the green sleeves and their normal green shorts, which is exactly their league meeting outfits earlier in the year. So it's going to look like Cavan is playing Offaly in the All-Ireland Football Final. Okay, that's the image. In 2014, they met for the first time and the last time until now. It was a dour final, no atmosphere. Kerry won it, but they wore the home colours and it was a blur of misery. So what are the pundits saying? Darragh O'Shea in the Irish Times, 6 times Kerry champion. He says Kerry's going to win it narrowly. Dick Clerk and the Monaghan Man in the Independent. He says Kerry will shade it only just. Pat Spillane, of course, 8 All-Irelands with Kerry. He says Donegal cannot sustain the running game for 70 minutes. The new rules suit Kerry and Croagh Park System 2 is a heads up to kicking team. He says Kerry will win. Kieran Murphy says the obvious way to be beaten by Kerry is David Clifford. Only Joe Brawley differs. It's not like him to go against the grain, is it, Joe Brawley? He says, I think Donegal will win because they're multi-purpose. They're not relying on one individual. There has to be a sting every time. Quick side note, by the way, the matter of Hawkeye, very important. Darrow Breen's been calling on the GA to change what he says is a grammatical error in how Hawkeye delivers the results of the ball tracking technology, which verifies the scores. It currently says Thaw or Neil. He says it's wrong. It should be Sha or Niha. And he's also demanding maybe it should be Cooleen or Fareel, a pointer wide, which does make more sense. But anyway, it is Kerry versus Donegal, folks. We have the voices and beating hearts of the two counties on the line. Daniel O'Donnell, good morning, sir.
Morning, Oliver. How are you doing?
Very well. And I just want to check to see if Dathi O'Shea is a Conas Athatu. Dathi, are you there?
Oh my God, Oliver, how are you?
Very well, Erfad. Fan nome, Dathi, because I want to talk to His Eminence first.
Oh yes, no problem.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Daniel.
It's a sight for us to be on opposite sides, isn't it?
It is. We'll come back together at about 5:30 on Sunday evening, Daniel.
Will they?
Will we be back together that soon? I don't know.
Daniel, there's no doubt you're chatting to all the Donegal people who you know and love. What's the feeling? What's the mood?
Oh, the excitement is just, it's boiling point, an over boiling point. It's fantastic altogether. And, you know, the confidence is huge. So I don't know, all the pundits have their say. Yeah. But if you talk to Donegal people, Sam has the bag packed and he's heading north.
And come here, because we all saw Cork sidling up to Croke Park with massive confidence. We know what happened there. There must be some jitters when expectations are this high.
Well, I suppose there always is. But listen, we're just so proud of the team. And I'm sure the Kerry people are proud of their team too. But I can't speak for them. I can only speak for the home crowd. And we are just so proud of everybody involved, Jim and the team and everybody. You know, behind the team for all they've given us all year, and just one more go now, and I'll tell you something, It'll be some year coming up in Donegal.
Oh, my God, yeah. There's also a thing.
Mind you now, I have to say, I have to go to the Kingdom at the end of August. Yeah. We have shows in Canary. And I do not want to be introduced to Sam Maguire and as a Kerry resident. So it's all or nothing. I have to lay it down to Jim and the team. For my sake, if nobody else's. They have to take Sam back to Donegal.
In a month's time, you mightn't even go. You mightn't even go to the INEC.
I might cancel the INEC, you know, if it all goes wrong.
Wow. And you've never cancelled a show in your life. On a serious note, Daniel, the nerves now are big. You've played on the big stages in front of big crowds. Like, what would you say to players if you met them this morning about the nerves?
Well, do you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing to be nervous. If you're complacent, you're not going to do your best at anything. If you're going to do something big, you should always have... Listen, when I'm watching the game, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I have a pain in my stomach. You know.
No,
so
I know. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be very nervous. But once they get out on the pitch and they start playing, it's the same, and I'm sure that he would agree with you there. You know, when he's going doing different things, he would always have them nerves. And once you get out then and you get the flow going, away goes the nerves and you get on and do what you're supposed to do and what you know how to do. And that's the secret. They know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
And all we need is another day like the last day, and listen, the waves of Tory will drown the Kerry ones.
We'll come back to what you're doing on match day in a moment, Daniel, but Dave, on the grounds of broadcast balance, we do have to bring you in. You're going to Croker, I presume.
I'm going to Croker. I certainly am. Do you know what? I have a great privilege on Sunday, Oliver, where I get to call out the Jubilee team.
Yes.
So that's the only duty I have on Sunday, along with watching the match. And you know what? I've been putting the script together for the last couple of days, and there's some of the players on that team. Like, we had four great players on the team: Tomás and Dara O'Shea, Dara Kinnaird, and Edo McGarrett, who was with Jack O'Connor, of course. Seamus Mine and Morris Fitz is there. Mike Frank Russell, the Hassets. It's a fantastic team. And you know, it's a great privilege to be there. But once I get that job done, then it'll be sitting down, and I'll be just like Daniel Oliver there with a pain in my stomach. But you know, the pain goes away when you're about 6 pints up and 30 seconds to go.
That's the team of the year 2000. I can't believe that those lads are 25 years ago.
I know.
Dahi, how are they feeling in Kerry? And you're talking to people about the blue Gansey they're going to have to wear on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I was down in Tralee on Wednesday, and there's just a great feeling about the All Ireland. There always is, but there's something extra special this year, I think. And I went to the match, the league game in Galway, and there was a chance that we were going down to Division 2. At the end of that game, we ended up in the league final and winning it. Then to go on then to the Munster Championship, to be beaten by me then was a big wake-up call for everyone.
By 9 points.
And like I was in Tullamore on the day going, oh gee, what's happening here, you know?
Yeah.
And but it was the wake-up call that everybody wanted. And I think, look at the run then after that. You had Cavan, Armagh, and then Tyrone. And that's where we're coming from. And I think the people in Kerry, we're feeding off those last wins now going into Sunday. But like, this is what it's about. And Daniel will probably tell you the same thing, Oliver. It's the excitement. It's the looking for tickets. I've no tickets, but I'm going up. But I get a ticket on Saturday night in Coppers at 4 o'clock in the morning from some Donegal fella who'll be wilting. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's also safer for the fans as well, along with the players, you know.
The Donegal man will want to be wilting very badly to give away the ticket to a Kerry man.
Daniel,
they have a new song written for Daniel as well when he comes down to the INEC in Killarney in August. It's called Jimmy Scratch Big Ashes, and he'll have to learn the words to it. Oh, Daniel, I'll text him to you later.
Oh my God.
On the important technical point that Darrow Breen has raised, by the way, Dahi, I have to ask you about Hawkeye and the Thaw or Neil controversy. Would you go for have you got strong feelings?
I saw that on X there the last day, and I put up a thing. I said, he has a huge point, and he could be right when it comes to grammar. But what happens when Shawnee Shea kicks the ball from outside the arc? And it's a two-pointer. So is that an Ulchulín, Cooleen Moore?
Oh, go away, yes.
you know?
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful.
Oh, God, right.
Yeah, the technicality. It's different in hurling now. The football is different, you know?
It is. It is. I forgot about the two-pointer thing. And Daniel, your match day ritual, because you have very important Donegal matters which come first.
Yes, well, the Mary from Dunloe Festival starts on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon we would ordinarily have the concert, the country concert, and we're still having the concert. It's just starting earlier, and then we'll stop for the match and watch it on the screen. So we're welcoming people, even Kerry people, if they're up north, are welcome to come. They don't need to disclose where they're from, you know, if they don't want to, you know. But
you're advising them not to, essentially.
So that's on, and Dunloe, it'll be on that day. So it'll be a great atmosphere too, you know. We have a lot of singers. And then when Sam is sealed for Donegal, I'll get on the stage and I'll tell you.
He's off again.
We'll be going high.
You're a man who prepares absolutely perfectly for everything. If you have to come back after the match and Donegal haven't done the business, what's your plan for the concert?
Listen, there doesn't need to be a plan B here. No plan B.
There's no plan B. The big screen says plan B. The stewards clear the place.
Do you know what?
You can't believe that at all. I swear. Oliver, you can't believe him. He took a pig into ham sandwich, I swear to God almighty.
He'd sneak a pig into a ham sandwich.
He'd talk a pig into ham sandwich, I swear to God almighty. And you know what? I'm listening to Daniel here, and I'm believing him. I said, geez, I'll go away to Donegal with some for a couple of days after. I said, hang on a second, I want to be going down to Kerry.
There is something hypnotic. There's something hypnotic about it.
There is. But Oliver, I tell you what, I think one of the nicest things, and I know Kerry won the Ireland the last time Kerry and Donegal played in 14, but I have to say, the Kerry and the Donegal crowd, like the crack between them, like, it was unbelievable. I think the Miners played the same day as well. Yeah. There was great fun inside in Croke Park. There was great fun in the build-up to it and afterwards as well. So there's a great rivalry between the two counties, but I think the two sets of supporters are very similar, and I think it's just...
You're dead
setting
right.
Itself up for a great day.
It's going to be a big day. I was at that 2014 final. I remember Kerry Mann turned around and said, that's the sweetest of them all. Because it was an Ulster team and, you know, they've come through Armagh and Tyrone, and this is another Ulster team. I think it has a little edge. Kerry are very sceptical of the Ulu of the players up in Ulster. So I think there's an extra edge to proceedings.
Oh, yeah, and you have the Jimmy McGuinness bit of magic there as well. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do.
But very confident.
Do you know? All joking aside, my hope is that both teams come out and they leave everything on the pitch in Croke Park for both of them, and that whoever wins, that the other team is proud of what they did. You know that you want, and I think that if they both come out and play the way they can play, it'll be just a game of all games.
It will.
And that's what I would hope for. Seriously now.
Yeah. Hope there's no collapse.
Whatever team has to go home without Sam, that they're happy that they did their best, you know.
Daniel, I must ask you, because you're obviously very busy. You're doing, you've got your final dates of the Irish Tour at the end of August in the INEC in about a month's time. The last song is coming out on YouTube this evening at 5 p.m. Very modern of you. Obviously, Mary from Dunloe. But you announced only recently you're taking a bit of a break from touring next year. Are you still taking the break?
I am. I decided I would take a break and have a bit of time off from touring. I'll still do bits and pieces, you know, but I'm not going to tour for a wee while. Just to get a break and do, I suppose, other things. I'll be 45 years now in January since I started with Margaret and her band. So I suppose it's time to have a wee bit of the relax. But I'm not retiring now.
No.
There's no doubt.
You mentioned some health issues in that statement. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I just had a lot of allergy problems and chest infections because of that. And, you know, I just have to sort myself out. I'm absolutely great at the minute, actually.
Brilliant.
I've had great help from some medical people, so I'm in good form.
And so you'll have a nice rest. Have you plans for a year off?
Well, I suppose in January, maybe me and Sam will go on a bit of a break somewhere. You never know.
Di, you're taking no rest at all. you're going to be on Up for the Match this weekend, and you're in Kroger on Sunday.
That's right. That's right. And then don't contact me now until next Thursday. That's all I'm saying to anyone. I'm putting it out there. No matter what happens, don't call me until next Thursday. And then, I go up there with the Flack Hill. We have six programs from the Flack Hill to do in Wexford, and then off with the Rose of Tralee.
Then the Rose of Tralee. But this is your downtime from the Today Show.
This is my downtime. But Oliver, I'll tell you one thing. I was doing an event in Donegal one time, and my wife Rita turned around to me, and she said, "Do they love you in Donegal like they love Daniel and Kerry?" And I said, "I can only hope."
Yeah, exactly.
And we're going to be looking forward to inviting Daniel down to Killarney now as well. And Daniel, just that aforementioned friend of yours, Sam, might be down there before you. That's all I'm saying.
Dahi, your closing remarks for the Kerry fans and for everybody excited for this final of finals.
Listen, David Clifford and all the team came out a few weeks ago to say to get behind the team. That's been happening for the last couple of matches. We have taken on all the teams, and you know how we're going to do one more push over the line, and Sam will be going home. Kerry Godot, that's what I say.
There we go. Kerry forever. And Daniel?
Well, just to say good luck to Jim and the team. The fans have been behind them all year through thick and thin. And just do your best, everybody. And we're proud as punch here, and we're just looking forward to seeing Sam and the Diamond and Donegal on Monday evening.
The prosecution rests. Gurumi Lamagim, Dahi August, Daniel. And enjoy
great
it.
Chat, Daniel.
Enjoy every bit of it.
Good luck. God bless.
That's fantastic. There's some text coming in. Top tier trash talk from Dahi and Daniel. Absolutely cutting. And someone thought Daniel Dahi was Callan's kicks, says Mary. That was the child. So that's very good. And I just want to double mention, because he was so good to us there with his time, that Daniel's song, the last song, is available on all streaming platforms now. The video premieres this evening at 5 o'clock on YouTube, where all his fans will no doubt be in. And the Irish tour ends 29th to the 31st of August. That's three dates at the INEC Gleneagle in Killarney in just a month's time. And of course, Dahi will be joining Des Cahill and Jackie Hurley, along with all of the Kerry and Donegal fans, on Up for the Match. That's on RT1 television tomorrow at 9:30. So look out for that, because it was very good for the Cork match. Madonna hasn't had many fresh ideas. She's re-released her 1998 blockbuster Ray of Light as a remix album, which is kind of like a gym workout club remix kind of thing. Veronica Electronica is what it's called. It features tracks from her 16 million selling 1998 blockbuster Ray of Light. She was 40 years of age at the time. A dangerous age for mainstream pop, it said, with implications of a dawning middle age in a youth-obsessed medium. Yet Ray of Light, of course, was a massive hit. 51551 is the text. It's Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Up and at it, and have yourself a little bop. The sound of 1998, Madge, Madonna, back when Galway won the All-Ireland Jubilee, when they were playing Kildare in the All-Ireland final. A couple of texts from you. Donegal's secret weapons to power them through the All-Ireland final are 15s and McDade's football special. The Kerry ones don't have those power resources, says Sean in East Donegal. Oh, nearly forgot that. They don't have those power resources. Hey, as what was put at the end there. And an email into us says, "Hop Donegal, a county that's been majorly challenged with emigration." That's true. We're all looking forward to Sunday. The final brings everyone together, no matter where in the world we are. The Donegal people stick together everywhere they go. Big hello and thanks to Daniel for always being so generous with his time. He's the kindest man in the world. Donegal's own captain off the field, says Breda, listening in Glasgow. And there is nobody on the planet to contradict that feeling towards the man. He's also a great crack as well. 51551 is the text. We're going to meet Catherine Lynch right after these. We'll jump back into the GAA, because it is the big Kerry Donegal final, and you can almost sense the nerves in the texts we're getting this morning. On Kerry being favourites for Sunday glory, Kerry would do well to remember Cork's demise in the sister game last Sunday, just saying, says a warning from God knows where that's coming from. The Donegal direction of things. Daniel is such a genuine person. I love his sense of humour. Daniel for president. And that's from a dub, they like to correct to let us know. But I think the putting Dahi and Daniel together, because you might as well run past 100 miles an hour. And then the sense of reason cuts through, and you'd believe any word that's just melting off my tongue. No, 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 can I come here? Now he's no chance against me at all. I think it's just the kind of gear change between the two of them.